For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman. A new online application has been introduced to help Columbia citizens become more aware of crime in the city's neighborhoods. KBIA's Yoshi Haney has more on the story.
The Columbia Missourian launched an application called Como Crime Tracker, which will allow site users to visualize any police reports taken by the Columbia Police Department. The web application and mobile version give citizens a picture of what types of crimes are occurring and where they are reported. Roman Kolgashev is the creator of the application and says he wanted to give Missourian readers the freshest and most up-to-date crime scene information. He says this information was publicly available, but wanted to make it more accessible.
I think it's needed because it allows you to really quickly have a look at, say, your neighborhood or the school your kids go to or your work.
The application was launched after 2 months of work and will include all reported crimes except any involving rape, sexual assaults, and or juveniles. These crimes are excluded from the Columbia Police Department database. Yoshi Haney, KBIA News.
Some Missouri lawmakers are touting a bill headed to President Barack Obama that would create a commemorative coin honoring veterans of World War I. The legislation approved by Congress this past week is meant to coincide with the 100th anniversary of the war, which lasted from 1914 to 1918. It's sponsored by Missouri Senators Roy Blunt and Claire McCaskill, as well as U.S. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver and lawmakers from other states. The National World War I Museum is located in Kansas City. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced last week that Columbia Public Schools, in partnership with the University of Missouri, will receive a grant to provide locally grown foods to middle school students. KBIA's Kyle Norris has more on how the grant can help more students enjoy eating healthier.
The USDA is granting more than $5 million to cover 82 projects across the country. The grant would provide Columbia Public Schools with about $100,000 to partner with the University of Missouri Extension to help preserve locally grown foods, expand to more local farms to buy food from, and provide more locally grown foods to middle school students. CPS Nutritional Services Director Lena Fulham says locally grown foods are fresher and getting kids to eat better comes down to the taste of the food.
If things tend to taste better, then I believe that students are more apt to go back and eat an item again. And that's what we're hoping for. Taste better, eat more of it.
University of Missouri Extension Associate Cindy DeBlau says that if kids eat fresher, locally grown food, it will help cut their calorie intake and, in turn, help fight obesity in children. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
A Missouri lawmaker is trying to lower the state voting age to 16. Democratic Representative Carla May of St. Louis this week filed a joint resolution to amend the state constitution to reduce the legal age to vote from 18 years old. If passed by both the state House and Senate, the measure would go to a public vote. Missouri is one of only a few states that have attempted to lower the voting age to 16. Similar measures have failed in Hawaii and Arizona. Plainclothes Columbia police officers have started issuing tickets to drivers with the internet ride-sharing company Uber. City staff and Uber had been negotiating regulations that would have licensed rideshare drivers after an application process that included a background check, proof of insurance, and a $70 fee. The Columbia Missourian reports that Uber agreed not to charge for rides until the city established a licensing regime. But in November, it began charging customers, even though the city council isn't expected to vote on regulations until February. City manager Mike Mathis says that was illegal, and he warned the city would enforce the law. Four Uber drivers were ticketed downtown Friday night for charging for rides without a city permit. A new constitutional amendment enhancing Missouri's gun rights is being put to the test by a felon who is citing it as a reason why he shouldn't be disqualified from carrying guns. The Missouri Supreme Court is to hear arguments Tuesday on whether the provision subjecting gun control laws to strict legal scrutiny means that Missouri can no longer bar nonviolent felons from possessing firearms. Voters approved the amendment in August with greater than 60% support. The court is considering whether a man convicted of a federal drug distribution felony in 1986 can face new charges under a state law barring felons from possessing firearms. Senator Kurt Schaefer, who sponsored the constitutional amendment, has filed a court brief saying it wasn't meant to invalidate the felon gun possession ban. For KBIA News, I'm Jason Hoffman.